Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray in bed liners, and more. Veteran owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaviralo out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Bang Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Oh my gosh.
Let's do this. Can we do this?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, 26 SEC media.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Somebody got two things playing at once. Hold on. Well, where is it? It's not working. Go ahead. Never mind.
No, go ahead. If you're you took the liner.
Well, I was trying to, but it's just something. We've got a glitch.
That's okay.
The 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
We just got a little glitch. I don't know what it is. We're gonna, as soon as we get in after we do Craig's opening, David, I'm going to shut down things. Christian's going to shut down things, and that way I'm going to get this second monitor to work that you have been efforting to get us.
Oh, wonderful. We got it, huh?
Gemma has.
Awesome. Way to go, Gemma.
She's done her
part. Good job.
Christian's done his part.
Great job, Christian.
We'll have that, but there's still a little glitch that some things aren't playing immediately when I fire.
That's okay.
But anyway.
We'll figure it out. Hey, real quick, so Craig is in studio?
Not yet.
Okay, right to my right, Kalen DeBoer just walked up, and he's sitting. He's talking with Cole Kublik and Greg McElroy, and you know, again, when you're the coach of Alabama, you get a crowd around you, media people. But it is interesting the difference. Saban, as we mentioned, is supposed to be here today for ESPN or for SEC Network. But I'm telling you, if Saban's up here, they're like 80 people literally around him. It's like a sea of people walking with him. It just shows you how things have changed under when you make a. You're changing from one of the legendary coaches of all time to still Alabama, but you just don't have that same, presence, if you will.
Right.
Also, we're going to have Greg Sankey here on just a few minutes, around 7:30. We like to be a little different. We'll ask him some serious questions, but we'll also get into some music. For those who missed it, we asked him his 10 songs that if he had to pick that he was going to play during the summer, what would they be? And he had five of them, if you notice, Roger. Were the same bands. The three of them were Huey Lewis and the News. Two of them were U2. So it's sort of he's pretty consistent. He likes the 70s and 80s. Yeah. Harder rock and roll, Huey Lewis and the News. Sharp Dressed Man, ZZ Top. The only one, really, if you notice, Roger or Christian, that was not a song of the 70s and 80s was Homegrown by Zach Brown. Do you know that song? It's a good song. It's a good song by Zach Brown. I think the SEC Network may have, or ESPN may have used that during football season. But I will follow U2. A couple days off, Huey Lewis in the News, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, Wayward Son by Kansas, Out of Control by U2, Heart and Soul, Huey Lewis in the News, and Once in a Lifetime, Talking Heads. I think that's right, yeah. So those were his 10. I thought it was interesting. I didn't want them to be summer songs. I just said, hey, listen, if you had 10 songs, what would they be? And they all sort of up-tempo fun. He's a deep thinker, and he reads a ton of books. And he's just, when he jogs and he exercises, he likes to have music. And I don't know about you guys, Roger, are you the same way when you work out? Do you have to have, or are you a music guy to where if you go walking or whatever on the treadmill or around?
Not music. I mean,
what do you listen to?
I've listened to a podcast or talk.
Listens to replays of us.
I do. Most of the time, but when I'm doing leg day, I'm all in on Wes and Joe.
What about you, Christian? What do you listen to?
Yeah, I'll do either. I'll either listen to music or I'll listen to some podcast or watch some YouTube video or something.
Gotcha.
But I'll pump it up. And I mean, I'll pump it up. I'll throw in a little music a lot of time. If I go down that rabbit hole, then I'll keep the loop going.
The players are walking in. There's two guys. I presume they're Alabama guys. I don't recognize them. But what's weird, we've got to remind ourselves that now these guys are all walking and making – six figures, some of them seven figures. Gone are the days of the amateur athlete. You know, and it's just we've been doing the same thing here at Media Days. For me, I've done it 14 years in a row. But what's changed is that now we are paying players hundreds of thousands of dollars. Something we thought we would never see. You know, amateurism, that's what this was, you know, we thought it was supposed to be about going to get your degree. Yeah. And it's a reminder, it's about business.
Yeah, you know? It is about business. I was talking to Trey before he left on a few things and talking about the different fees and things like that. And you start thinking about who's paying fees, who's not, all of that. And then, of course, it brought up to mind again, what about the fees that the players at college aren't having to pay state taxes to help with these fees and things like that, you know. So
yeah, the other thing, a couple other notes. Did you see where Cam Kozel signed with the Miami Marlins? Signed for $772,000. That's below his slot value. He was in a 73rd selection overall. So, hey, Craig, what's good morning? How are you?
Well, that's Roger Scott money, $772,000.
Let's take
and,
home.
And then I guess you saw in Christian, you saw where Oregano reclassified.
Urugu.
Yeah, it was close enough.
Urugu.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Urugu. Yeah, yeah, he's reclassified.
Oregano.
So now,
wow.
Yeah. So now we've got...
when are we getting parsley?
Yeah, we got four guys that are like 17 years old. We got the youngest team in America. How you doing, Craig? Everything good, buddy?
Well, I'm adding to the youngest team in America this
yes.
morning.
Yes, you are. What is it with...
Chipper 75, buddy, and don't you forget it.
Who's younger, Craig O'Neill or Don Henley?
Oh,
well, Craig O'Neill is younger. How old are you, Craig?
75.
Right, is today really your birthday? You're just saying that.
No, pointing that out. I'm okay, trying to tie in, trying to keep the continuity going on the buzz. That's my whole goal.
I like that.
Thank
we
you.
We are here at SEC Media Days. It's a we will have Coach Silverfield on tomorrow around 7 o'clock. So tune in. It'll be fun. We'll have Quincy Rose. Speaking of people making money, he's probably making $1 million. You know, which hey, good for him.
That's a bargain for him, to be honest. In today's market, in college football, don't you think?
I don't think, you know. I think if he's an All-American, he'd actually probably be making more.
Yeah.
And he did have some good stats last year, but I still think he's got a lot of upside. He can be even better. So hopefully, he's a good guy too. I really like him. Today on this day in history, I was looking a couple things. This was the day that OJ pleaded what? Absolutely. 100% not guilty. Do you remember? It wasn't just not guilty.
Right.
He said absolutely 100% not guilty.
If the glove fits.
That's right. This was also the day that they found Amy Winehouse dead. Remember how old she was?
Oh, no,
she was 27.
Yeah.
Well,
these are certainly upbeat things, aren't we? July 22nd, not exactly one that's going down in a positive.
That's what I thought too. She, according to this, she was 29. I thought she was part of it. And just to add to it, we'll go ahead and take this thing even.
She was 27. I just looked it up. She was 27. I just looked it up.
Wow. Well, then my information is wrong. Okay. It says she was 29 years old. The other one, let's take it even deeper. On this day in 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested in Milwaukee. They found 11 skulls and 3 headless torsos sealed in a vat, plus other body parts.
Well, listen, let's go back and put ourselves into this mix. It was on this date back in, what was it, whatever, 1930-something, that Dillinger was killed. So there's that.
You think Dahmer would have went to Club D's?
So, Craig, we have a club next door. Craig, this is a... Craig, this is a true story. We have a nightclub next door to us. It's sort of an outdoor nightclub. It's outdoor patio, but it's called Club DZ. D's. You ever heard the old saying, D's blank?
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, but it is a male establishment. I guess that what you say, Raj.
It's a male establishment.
It's a male establishment, and so anyway, we've heard men talking all night long. They did not stop talking, and so that's just added to the ambiance. Today, I go to the Cigar City. I don't know if you know this, but the cigar industry for America came through. Is it called Ebo? I can't think of the name of it now. Bill Vickery lives down here. Bill's going to take me over to the oldest restaurant in Florida. Roger, you know, we've been doing that. We've done four of the six restaurants in Arkansas that are over 100 years old.
How old is this restaurant?
Yeah, I don't know. He just told me it was the oldest. I'll have to look it up.
Got to be older than Arkansas's, right?
I would think so. I would think so.
But I'm a little confused. You're going to go to the restaurant and then Cigar City, or is the restaurant named Cigar City?
No, but it's in the Cigar City.
Okay, that's a subdivision.
That's right. Let me see if I can find out the name of the city in Tampa. Let's see if we figure out the name. See if you can figure out the name. It's like Ebro or Ebo or something. But it's where everything, the cigar industry, I guess from Cuba, sort of populated there. And my dad used to sell cigars for a living when I was a kid growing up, Craig. The house smelled like cigars. And my dad would smoke. My grandfather would smoke. And it was called Have a Tampa.
It's got a Razorback connection with me, because the first game I ever went to in 1958 at War Memorial, I went and sat with my uncle, who smoked cigars, and you could smoke in the stadium back in 1958.
Yeah, about that.
So the smell of cigars conjures up the Razorbacks. How's that?
It is Ebor, by the way.
It's Ebor. It's spelled Y-B-O-R, but it's called pronounced Ebor City.
It seems African.
Yeah. It was founded in 1886. It became the cigar capital of the world by 1900, not just in America.
Wow.
The factories were worked mostly by Cuban cigar makers.
How do they know that?
Yeah, and so, of course, you know, I've had a chance to go to Cuba a couple times, and, I mean, that is just the huge industry over there. And I guess when it came to Florida, it was Ebor. In their character, Craig, you should know this. In their character in... the cartoon, the animated movie.
Yeah, the one with Shrek and his Shrek.
Not Shrek.
Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore. Roger, what would I say?
He's Donkey. His name's just Donkey.
I say close enough.
Yeah. Ebor City is named after a Spanish entrepreneur who first became the noted industrialist and cigar manufacturer.
He's not reading his phone.
Named after him.
Yes.
He is not reading his phone.
No, I am reading.
So okay. I will learn a little history today. I don't know if I'll smoke a cigar or not.
Come on, David.
Chew on it.
Can you? Yeah.
Rome. Come on, David.
I don't mind chewing on one. It's but there is a style to smoking a cigar. There is a way you do it. So,
Mr. President, what do you say?
Well, I say, I only smoke them when I have a baby.
Okay.
When there's a baby.
Yeah. Okay, she's going to sit. We got the commissioner here. We got to make sure. I thought he was here because he said he's looking forward to being with us, that he wants another 20 minutes on top of his other time. Let me tell you, Commissioner, you know what? I was going to let you do that. I said, you know, we're not going to do the deep dive on Congress, but we're doing the deep dive on music today with you, my friend. You know that's always coming. We'll visit with the commissioner here in a few minutes. What's that? you will always do well. I think you've got a pretty good winning streak. Oh, he brought his own. Wow, look at that.
What did he bring?
He brought his own headsets. How about that?
Oh, well, with your media days, show
look
up
at
wearing
that.
Headsets.
Look at that here.
That'll prove that you're committed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that and, you never know who's putting on headphones.
Yeah, let's see here.
Smart play.
I don't know anything. I want to ask him. There's nothing going on with him.
No, exactly.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. Let's go ahead and just get him over for a few minutes, and maybe we get him out of here. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
It's the post-COVID reality that I realized I don't know who's used these headphones before me.
Yes.
And I go around, I don't know how many interviews, and the notion of having this, like,
It's a great point. I never thought about that. You know, we were talking about you and that Trey Schaap is, I think, downstairs getting breakfast. But he brought up the point. He said, you have every year you try to visit with every radio station that asks you to be on, or every media group.
And that's, I do a bunch, yeah. I was asked about transparency on Monday. I'm like, I'm here answering your questions.
I don't know
how much more transparent I can be.
And I think, did Mike Slive do that as well?
I
remember that obviously Catherine has been handling these for years. And so, every person, y'all, that goes up to Catherine and said, can we get the commissioner on? She gets out her calendar and plugs it in.
She keeps stats. We could probably go back and see, like, the what was the peak volume of interviews.
Probably so. She does a great job in getting you with everybody and taking the time to do it. We appreciate you doing it with us too. Let's go ahead and dive in real quick. A couple things. You got some new coaches here.
I think
six new coaches. One of them is from Arkansas. Do you ever visit with new coaches? Do you ever have one on one and say, hey, listen, this is way I would, advice wise or input wise for the new coaches?
We'll typically have an individual conversation at some point. Yeah. So when they're hired, it's like peak of activity. And I don't want to bother them at that point. We gather in early February for a meeting with head coaches now and athletics directors in New Orleans. And so we're able to spend some time there. So that's a chance for personal interaction. Destin, not so much in person. We do spend time, but there's so much going on for me. And then we'll visit here. And, I respect their time. They've got plenty to do, particularly in their first year. And then during the season, I'll go around to games and say hello and chat a little bit.
Impressions of Ron Silverfield so far, the time you have been able to be around here?
Positive. A lot of energy and respect the way that right after being hired, was like fully engaged in recruiting, had some guys kind of change decisions that seemed important for the program to build momentum. He's got a track record of success. And so, you're not going to light the world on fire in the first moment. This is a process of building, and expectations are high, and he's embraced the challenge. And, we were on the shuttle bus talking just about his background and the activity. This was back in February since he'd been hired, and very steady, very clear vision, and the right kind of attitude and energy to lead a program.
We'll have him on the show here tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, plus a special guest. I haven't told you who's going to be coming by and hanging out here.
Bono?
It's close to that as far as star power. We'll visit with after you get off the air here, and I'll tell you who's coming by. Another big news at Arkansas, we've got a new stadium name, Community America Razorback Stadium. A big deal financially. I think the SEC has two. No, Kentucky has Kroger.
Right.
What do you think about those? And you like to see those with more stadiums, or you just see obviously a great way for revenue?
I grew up outside Syracuse, New York.
Yeah.
When the Carrier Dome was built, so became accustomed to those entitlements early. I'm neutral on it. There are probably places where it works for various reasons and probably some folks who won't go in that direction. But it's a neutral piece to me. I think Kentucky, I don't know if they titled, I think they titled the Rupp facility as well with a bank. And, Florida just up the road has a title sponsor attached to its basketball arena. So that's reality. I'm going through things now, Colonial Life Arena, South Carolina. So it happens, and that's one of those independent decisions a university can make for itself.
The other is, I don't know how many schools, you probably know, Commissioner, how many schools also have the patch, I think Arkansas is going to have Tyson Foods,
right.
And so that's another way, something that we, 10 years ago never saw coming, but that's the nature of college sports today.
We talked about it for a while. I think LSU announced one really early, even before the policy was adopted to permit the patch presence. I think that's one of those university decisions where some will do it probably, well, obviously now, and others may not ever choose to do that, or will be very particular in how it's approached. But obviously the relationship with Tyson Foods is strong and significant on the campus and in the community and across the state. So everybody's going to try to find those right opportunities, it seems.
If you just joined the show, we're visiting with the SEC Commissioner, Greg Sankey. Great to have you at the Touchdown Club last year, by the way. We really appreciate that. And I think we've done that. Our Touchdown Club's been around 20 years, 22 years, and about every 5 years, I think. You've made two trips now.
We
appreciate it. Very proud of
I've been in the Chamber of Commerce as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So we made a few trips to Little Rock. I will tell you, after that, I went to a lotion.
Oh, very nice.
I can't say how enjoyable that afternoon was.
That's right. I forgot it was your first time.
It was a beautiful day, if you remember, in early November.
Yeah.
Denver Peacock hosted me. And just like a spectacular venue, the accommodations, the hospitality, the attitude of everyone you encountered.
Well, Warren Stevens, you know, obviously the Stevens family is associated with Augusta, and you have the feel of Augusta out there, although, you know, Augusta doesn't have the elevation.
Different views.
Yeah, the views.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
I know. It's okay.
That's okay.
Right,
like Augusta National. Yeah. But that vibe, I don't know if that, you can use that word to describe it, but just the feel was so special. Like, I have bragged on that to all of my people that have played every place. Like, if you haven't played Elotion, I don't know who you have as a friend that can provide you access, but that is really a special experience. It was great to visit with the quarterback club. We had a little bit of a penalty controversy.
Oh, that's right. You know, I talked about that yesterday, Roger. Remember?
Yeah.
I said I couldn't remember what it was, but I said I brought it up to you, and you were like, "Yep, our guys make mistakes sometimes." Do you remember what the controversy was?
It was like 18 penalties.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, it was a little imbalanced. Yeah,
and there were a couple things that happened. A couple things that happened where you're like, "Wow, that by comparison, that."
Yeah, but you were honest. You said, "Hey, listen, our guys don't always get it."
It's a hard role, and we just went through a 3-day clinic with officials. We have, you know, officials rotate off for different reasons. Officials come in, they'll go out to preseason practice, and you're asking people to make instant judgments in a dynamic situation and always be right. And we have replay that I think should be expanded. And I sought that permission from the Rules Committee. I think our coaches should be part of a challenge environment. We do that in every other sport. But when we created this in football in 2000, whatever it was, 10, 8, 9, you know, the mentality wasn't there. So I think the technology has to be allowed to adapt to the expectations, because our motivation is to get it right.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be perfect. I think the World Cup that has this video assist review system showed you don't always get
it right.
You know, the irony in, like, watching World Cup is you step on somebody's foot and you get a red card, you get ejected and suspended for the next game, right?
Yeah.
Stepping on their foot.
Yeah.
I mean, you blow somebody's head with a helmet, and people are mad about it.
I know.
Looking at this, and I'm like, he kicked him in the shins, and he got kicked out for that.
Yeah, you're right about it. It just goes to show you, even with video there in the world's biggest sport, you can get it wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you're joining the show Vision with Greg Sankey, I did want to ask, you've talked about it forever now, lately, about the piece of legislation that's in Congress now trying to help out the college sports. I was going to ask, if you had to lay money on it, which I don't know if you're a gambling man or not, do you think this is going to happen? Do you think it will ultimately happen, that Congress will be able to pass a bill?
I was asked yesterday, so I said, I'm not going on like Kelce, because I don't have a Kelce account in placing any money on yes or no. I think our obligation is to work through the process. So last night, I'm on the phone at 9:30 at night. I turned the phone off for this interview. I have no doubt when I get back on already, we'll have communication. So the amount of attention and energy being devoted to trying to help craft a solution, I think, is really important. You know, I would have preferred something very focused. We have media rights in there, football scheduling, and what's called Title II. I think the Title I elements are helpful. They have to be tailored to the needs, not to, like, what everybody kind of thinks happens. It's what actually happens. And we've tried to provide, we have provided what I call common sense feedback. 7 points in the first section of the bill, 3 in the second section of the bill, that make this helpful for everyone, these changes. And I'm encouraged by the effort, but there's no way I'm putting money on one side or the other.
Well, listen, you know, if you'd have said 10 years ago, hey, listen, in the future of this thing, we're going to need Congress to help get things straightened out, you'd have said, no.
Well, David, it's interesting, because my first meeting with our presidents and chancellors when I was hired in October 2015, I said, I believe we need a government relations firm in D.C. Not because we have needs, but if you look long term, we will need to have relationships, whether it's hearings or tax issues. And that was prophetic. Now, we waited like 4 years until there was a name, image, and likeness bill adopted in California. And then our presidents quickly authorized me to form the relationship. I'd love to have those 4 years back 10 years ago to build the relationships. But we've been at it for 6 years. I was up in D.C., I think now 3 weeks ago, for 2 days. I'm certain to be back. And I remember when I used to go to D.C. to tour the Smithsonian's and go to the top of the Washington Monument, and I longed for those days.
That's right, yes. It was more enjoyable than what you're doing now. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Trey Schaap joins us now. Trey didn't know. Listen, yeah, sorry, man. The commission walked up early.
He
brought his own headset. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Trey's out foraging.
Yeah, he brought us a breakfast. So sorry.
He's the hunter gatherer in the group.
He is.
I was up having to, you know, I gotta take care of David.
Yes. So,
strapping young lad.
We've got a guy too. Before we play Beat the Baz or Name That Tune, I want to tell you about the person we have back in the studio. His name is Craig O'Neill. He's a legendary radio guy in Arkansas. He's retired, but he comes on with us once a week. I had some of the greatest pranks back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yes.
Back when you could prank people, and he would be on the air. He's been pranked. Oh, you're a prankster, too.
Well, I was on with The Ticket out of Dallas.
Yes.
So I lived in Dallas when they first went on the air. And I would drive to work some days listening in the morning to some of their pranks with tears in my eyes, like wondering if I was going to drive off the road. I was laughing so hard.
This is Craig.
I'll give you an example of one. He calls Texas's AD and says,
current AD?
No.
This was back in the 90s. And he said, hey, we're painting the field at War Memorial, and we've made a mistake. It is instead of Texas, it says Tex-ass. We've added one extra S. And the guy said, "Well," he said, "we can't change it." He said, "You are going to change it." And I mean, Craig, that was a great one.
Yeah, something about whelps and stuff.
Yeah,
they try to change
the
it.
The other one, he calls Alabama, and he calls the.
I don't think I can laugh at these.
Yeah, you can.
He calls the associate AD, and he said, hey, "Listen, I've got the prayer. I'm the preacher that's going to be giving the prayer. I just want to go over it with you to make sure you're fine with it." Of course, it's all heavy Arkansas, and the AD said, "That's not going to work, preacher." I mean, Craig, I wanted to give you that credit in front of Commissioner Sankey, because you were one of the best in the country at doing
and this
that.
Is this is a terrible thing to confess. Right now I'm thinking, how could I prank him?
Yeah.
What could I do?
So I was on with The Ticket. One of the times I drove in, the guy, Gordon Keith, did this impression of Norm Hitzkus. He was a longtime Dallas radio. And he calls Dale Hansen.
Yeah.
So Norm Hitzkus and says, well, we have to share a room at Cowboys training camp because the hotels are all booked. And it is so uncomfortable.
Okay.
Well, 2 days later, I get a voicemail from Norm Hitzkus, legitimately, about somebody he was serving as a job rumper for. And I'm like, there's no way I'm returning that call, because this is absolutely a prank.
That's right. Well, Catherine's pretty good. She could probably make sure nobody could prank the commissioner.
The guy in my office, Charlie Hussey, you have to watch out for.
Yeah, he's a good one. Yeah. I like the one that Craig did where he called the director of the Texas A&M marching band as a sheik that he was having a wedding for his daughter, and he wanted to hire the Texas A&M band to come and play, but they had a football game that weekend. But he was like, whatever it costs, I'll pay you.
Oh, yeah, and when I quoted how much we were going to pay him, he changed real quick. Went 180. In NIL days, man, that would really work. Yeah.
So before we let you go, we do this every year. You were kind enough, I asked you to send me your top 10 songs that if you had a summer playlist.
Put that out there. You should have warned me, because then I'm taking incoming from some people I know in various bands. Like, how come they're not on?
Way to go, man.
I did think it was interesting that you went of the 10, five of those were songs were with two bands, U2 and Huey Lewis.
Oh, the 80s were great. The sports, Huey Lewis and the News sports album is one of the, right now, 40 years later, underappreciated albums. And my wife and I, our first concert together was Huey Lewis and the News at Weed Sport Speedway in Weed Sport, New York. That's good music right there.
Are you going to the concert tonight?
Lionel Richie?
Apparently not.
My apologies for not letting you know that I was going to put that out there publicly.
Okay. You asked me, and I knew it was going out, but then when it went out, first thing I get, the way I found out it was out was a friend of mine said, well, Mac Powell from Third Day is going to be upset with you for not including them. I'm like, I was thinking about summer rock and roll.
Well, those are all good. They were all up-tempo, fun songs. Yeah. So, all right, Catherine, we have a couple minutes left. We could do this real quick. Okay, Roger.
This is pressure, because so, I've never choked completely.
No, you usually
you knock it out of the park.
Yeah, usually.
Taking the glasses off and closing the eyes. Sensory underload.
All of these, Commissioner, almost all of these are number one hits. So, and they're all from the 70s. And 80s, the last half of the 70s and 80s. I think you'll get every one of these. We won't put a timer on you. We'll give you a chance to play it out. So, Roger, let's go with the first one.
Hotel California. Eagles, yep. Eagles at the Sphere was a great
experience. Had to be the best,
You don't have Glenn Frey, but their visuals, the Hotel California visual at the Sphere.
You have that skill. Yeah.
By the way, Don Henley's birthday today, 79.
The voice is still remarkable.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. All right, Roger, number two.
Born to Run, the boss.
Correct. That's two for two.
It's Fogerty, right?
I'll give you CCR. I'll give you that. Can you get the name of the song? Go ahead, keep playing it, Raj.
That'd be a good stadium song. Yeah. That's a good stadium song right there.
Think of this, Commissioner. It's always a topic of war and politics. Turn up, Raj. No, Roger.
I can quote you the lyrics, but I can't get to the chorus due to the title.
Fortunate Son.
Yeah, Fortunate
Son.
Yeah.
It's okay. You got CCR. The next one, Roger.
Another stadium song.
That's right.
Yeah.
Probably, I'm trying to think, what is it, an SEC team that uses this, Trey?
I would think that Auburn might.
If you're, it's Welcome.
Welcome to the Jungle.
You know it by the group?
By Guns N' Roses.
Very right. Very correct. All right, got you on that one. All right, Roger. This is going back to the 80s.
Oh, Duran Duran.
Very nice.
Duran Duran, I can see the video.
It's what I'm.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
is it real?
Nope.
Hungry Like a Wolf.
That is correct. Boom. That is correct. All right, next, Raj.
Jump by Van Halen.
Easy one.
Yeah.
Next.
Cars, Rick Ocasek.
Yep.
Three words.
Yes, that's right. I love the fact that he took off his glasses.
I know.
You got it.
I was going with that earlier.
Barely
I gave you three
it
words.
You did. You got it in.
I knew it was three
you
words.
You got it in before they did it. I think we've got two more, Roger, three more. Go ahead.
Prince. Just want life.
One word.
Yeah.
Just trying to help out here.
I know. That's right.
Some extra on my
right. All right, two more. One of my favorite bands of the 80s.
Hall & Oates.
Yep. Can you name the song?
What I want.
It was actually Roger and Step Brothers, right? When they go down and start that.
I won't get this one.
You make my dreams come true.
Yeah,
that's right.
All I can think of is there's a line they have, but to become one, who is the one they become? That's all I can think of.
All right, last one. Here it is. What you got? Should be an easy one for you. I think. Maybe not. Maybe
no,
I just
no, it should be. It's Aerosmith.
That's correct. That's very good. Oh. Finish on a win.
I'm stuck on Love in an Elevator, which is not a good thing.
That's all right. Listen, I think the only one that stumped you, which one? Welcome to the Jungle. That was the only one.
Well, I couldn't get the Hall & Oates one.
Oh, the song.
I knew the band. Yeah. I could get part of it.
Listen.
Get partial credit.
Outstanding
I'm
work.
Sweating too much. I have to go change clothes now because this is like pressure people.
No, well, you've done this every year with us since, I guess, 2015. So
You guys surprised me the first time, and I think I nailed it because I wasn't listening.
You did.
The kicker now, which is my excuse, is I listen to podcasts. So I'm coming here and thinking, I need to be listening to more 80s on 8 or classic vinyl on Sirius XM.
Yeah, tougher being in front of Congress or David Basil right now.
Well, I'm out there publicly. I don't think I've sweated through my shirt walking through Congress.
Well, you're always a good sport, Greg. Thanks so much. We appreciate the time, and especially going back to your willingness to come to Little Rock, the touchdown.
Yeah, can we go back, like, when you emailed me about the list of songs?
Yes.
He begins with, hey, I'm in Amsterdam.
That's right.
Oh, yes. And he, like, asked me this question. And so I'm like, what are you doing in Amsterdam asking me this question?
Yeah, right. You said it was the first, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, when I sent it to you. I've never received an email from Amsterdam at 2 a.m.
He works all the time.
I was over there, and regrettably, it was the same time that Arkansas was playing in the World Series in softball. And so I'm up trying to watch the games at 2 o'clock in the morning, much to the chagrin of my girlfriend. When she couldn't find me at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you were so nice to send those, that list. But thank you so much for your kindness and willingness.
Brother in Arms is another one of those underrated 80s albums.
Okay, look at you.
Dire Straits.
All right, listen, well, again, that's your specialty, and 9 out of 10 is not bad. So, but I love the fact that we can put him under pressure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
He has more pressure of other things than that.
ZZ Top got me under pressure.
Look at that.
Didn't even
look
play
at that.
The tune.
Oh. Let's take a break, Roger. Hey, thanks for the music back there in Little Rock. Commissioner, thanks again so much.
Thanks, David.
Appreciate it, Catherine. You guys are the best. All right, we'll come back. And I think we got Justin Moore, too. Sorry about that, JM. I just noticed that you were on there. Talk to you when we get back.
Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday, the last 4 commitments for Arkansas basketball officially signed. Mature Maker, Ilya Froloff, Davion Thompson, and Caleb Urugu will be playing for the Hogs this year. Thompson and Urugu are reclassifications from the 2027 class. Those 4 will also join the team for the Bahamas trip, which is happening at the end of this month. The Razorbacks will play 4 games in 5 days during that trip. The Arkansas Travelers will be back at Dickey Stevens Park against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And SEC Media Days continues today. Taking the main stage will be Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates all day thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Finally, a little bit of relief from all of this extreme heat. No heat advisor here in Central Arkansas today. We do have one in far South Arkansas. But we'll still be kind of hot. Sunny and 94 degrees, but a drop in humidity as well, and a touch breezy. Tonight will be clear and down to normal with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kauffman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
Get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Oh, yeah, baby. Getting to read to children today at Project Transformation in Central Arkansas. It's a Methodist church-sponsored summer camp, and I'm getting to go read to the kids today. So this
well,
is
great
a
job,
pumped-up
Craig.
Type Wednesday,
well,
baby.
Well done. Only nobody does it better than you.
Oh,
Craig.
Here we go.
Thank you on our show.
Very nice. 7:47 Central Time, 8:47 Eastern. We got JM on. Sorry about that, JM. By the time I noticed that you had you jumped on, I was in the middle with Commissioner Sankey.
No, you're good.
I told Roger yesterday, I couldn't remember when he spoke at the Touchdown Club last year what the controversy was. Because I remember I was going to bring it up and confront him about it, and he admitted it. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear what he said it was?
No, I must have missed that.
It was the game where we had 18. By the way, Bill Vickery joins us now. Yes. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
It's the one we had 18 penalties, and they had like one. And I can't remember who was it, Trey? Was it It was so out of proportion that I – and then I think there was a missed call amongst the 18.
Yeah,
because I asked him, I said, Justin, I said, how can you have to look at that? Surely, I said, do you get the readings of what the calls are? He said, I get them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So I knew I knew there was a problem. And he said, our guys don't always get it right. And so I just can't.
Human beings.
Yeah. I can't remember what game it was, but it was a lot of complaining.
But they're never going to actually do anything about it. I mean, you look at the game, the Auburn game from –
yeah, years ago.
Oh, gosh. Was it 20 or 21, something like that, where they try to clock it, the quarterback, and he throws it 6 yards behind him?
Yeah.
And
18
it's
penalties.
Just a bunch of crap. I mean, it would be any commissioner, but they're never going to do anything about it. I mean, they're just going to try to do the best they can to save face and move right on along.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
penalties.
The scheduling for us for the last 4 or 5 years, you can't tell me that's not on purpose. I'm sorry, you can't.
What is that? What'd you find out?
18 penalties, 193 yards against Mississippi State on November 1st, 2025.
And how many they have? We had 18, I think. It was almost like every play there was a flag. Right. It was the worst. And he even admitted, yeah, it looks so bad, you just can't have. Even though some of them were some of them were legit. Would you remember? We were a messy team at times last year. And anyway, Raj, good job on the music. Most of those were pretty easy. But when you're sitting there and you're trying to think of him, it's a little bit more challenging than you would think. So.
Well, you changed the subject on him. I mean, he's talking football and cliches, and he's going from one media outlet to another, and suddenly it changes everything when you listen to the music. I was very impressed that he could remember.
Well, Tommy did this like 7-8 years ago, mm-hmm. and he just decided he was like Roger, sitting back there, and he goes, "Hey, Commission, I'm going to throw a couple songs at you," because he had come out that day mm-hmm. earlier in the mm-hmm. week and talked about Times They Are Changing by Bob Dylan, and so he's got a passion for it. So it's fun we get to sort of tap into that and.
Mississippi State, 4 penalties, 30 yards.
Yeah, I can't let that go.
Hey, 30 yards.
18-4.
Versus 193.
Yep.
Yeah, and so it was so bad, you have to acknowledge, hey, it something's not right there. You know, come on, you can't call it
crazy.
18 penalties versus 4, so.
Hey, guys, back in the studio, you can't see this, but Trey and David have a breakfast in front of them after just a huge dinner last night.
The market was fantastic,
it was
Bill.
Huge.
Thank
Trey
you so much.
Trey has the entire state of Idaho's potato crop in front of him right now after eating half a sow. I mean, there's got to be 13 eggs in that.
That's a white omelet.
We'll come back and wrap things up with Craig. So do not go away. Live from the SEC Media Days at 7:51.
The Low Rates are here. The Low Rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their Summer Special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
All right, 8:50, 7:55, rather, really short segment. Craig, thanks for coming up today. Mitch Moore, you going to be reading again? Craig, are you there?
Sorry, Roger and I were talking.
That's why I had a feeling. Yeah,
we had our own show going. Shame you folks didn't hear it. It was really good.
Real quick, share where you're going to be reading again today.
I'm going to be at Project Transformation. They've got two outlets in Pine Bluff and Little Rock. It's a small camp, summer camp, but it's growing, and the Methodist Church is their sponsor. I spoke to that group, and now I'm going to go back and make good on my promise to come read to the kids. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Getting warmed up for the start of school in 18 days.
You're a good man. And I do think that Roger and Craig should prank Sankey.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it would. I think he would.
We could help. Catherine could help make that happen.
We could be congressional aides, and here's the final bill that we're going to come up with, and it's so bizarre.
That's good.
Yes. There's no way he could go with it.
Craig, I'm going to work with Catherine. I'm going to start laying the groundwork for that.
I love that idea. So we've got Justin Moore and Pullen. We got Raj and Christian and Craig back in the studio there in Little Rock. We're here in Tampa. I was going to ask. I don't think I've ever asked. I don't think I've seen Roger. Justin, we're going to go to Cigar City today,
which
is called
Ybor City,
which was I read was a cigar capital of the world in 1900.
Yes.
And all the
Cuban influence.
Are you a cigar smoker at all, Justin? Have you done that?
I mean, I smoke two or three a year, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. I mean, I enjoy them, but yeah.
What about you? What about you, Roger? I don't think I've ever seen you.
Well, I worked at a cigar store before I started working for Magic 105.
Yeah, and I've seen you smoke cigarettes, but I don't think I've ever seen you.
Yeah, you smoke a cigar. I mean, there was a time that I was smoking a cigar. It would be a Padron or what do you call it? I can't even remember. Box.
It was Swiss or Sweet.
No.
Black and Mild.
But I did. I would smoke a few of those before. I got lightheaded.
Oh
yeah, you get a little lightheaded.
Justin, I told the boys that my dad sold. That's how he made a living, selling cigars back in the '60s.
And is that right?
Yeah, wow. Tampa,
door to door. How does he do that?
No, he did not do it door to door. But I
prison.
Everything's been, and I think we should be hearing some music there, Raj. We get close to that, so make sure. There we go. Craig, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
You guys are the best, and I'm telling you, we've got a good commissioner, David. You proved it again this morning. We got a good commissioner.
He's a lot smarter than I am. I know that much. All right, do not go away. It is 8 o'clock in Arkansas, 9 o'clock here in Tampa.
With truck trouble. Lost time means lost money. Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, their experienced technicians handle heavy-duty repairs, maintenance,